Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Huntoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, where I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I'll ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us for the answers that you seek for the questions that you have with your health. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. And my email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. And that's the whole purpose of this show, When Your Health Matters. And to help me answer questions and to give you the understanding that you need is my cohort who's in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's here to say hello. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. I'm very well. Thank you, Doc Rick. And good to be here with you today. You know, we're always talking about matters related to health, and one of the things that people are considering doing quite frequently is to taking additional vitamins, supplementing their diets with vitamins. And one of the primary vitamins that people are aware of is vitamin C. And I know that all the vitamins are important for the body, but you say that vitamin C is perhaps the most important vitamin for your health. Why is that?
Well, it actually helps to stimulate and maintain the integrity of your immune system. And it also is a vital nutrient in our ability to manage and deal with stress.
Mm-hmm. But of course, not all vitamins are alike. And even when you have vitamin C, not every vitamin C is the same. And, you know, it used to be that in the 1800s and earlier times when people were seafaring, a lot of the seamen died on board. They died from scurvy. And that's basically a lack of vitamin C. And eventually the sailors started to eat citrus fruits, weren't getting scurvy. And another interesting fact was that potatoes also have vitamin C.
Yeah, potatoes is actually the highest percentage of vitamin C, but the way that you get the potato is going to be different from what you think. You know, going out and eating French fries or a baked potato or anything that involves heating the potato itself, there's going to be no vitamin C left. So vitamin C is actually found in the highest concentrations in organic white potatoes, but you want to juice them. You don't want to heat them. You want to juice them. And the difficulty is if you juice an organic white potato and then you drink drink it, it's tastes like topsoil.
Not appealing.
No, not really.
So the heat actually damages the vitamin C? Is that
vitamin C is a heat sensitive and a very light sensitive vitamin. And so if it's heated or if it's exposed to light, then it taken away from the source, exposed to light, is going to remove the vitamin C.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about oranges? Can you just eat oranges? I mean, those you don't normally heat.
You can eat oranges. The difficulty is that most orange juice in this country has been pasteurized. So the orange juice that you buy in the store that either comes in a clear glass container or a clear plastic container that has been pasteurized, there's no vitamin C in that. I'm sorry to you know, shock people or to disappoint people, but anything that comes in a container that is either see-through in some way, shape, or form or has been pasteurized before you put the orange juice in there no longer has any vitamin C in it.
What a shame. Now, most people think that vitamin C is ascorbic acid. Is ascorbic acid the same thing as vitamin C?
Ascorbic acid is the outside antioxidant protective coating that protects vitamin C, the molecule of vitamin C itself. So ascorbic acid is six carbons, eight hydrogens, and six oxygens. And anybody can make that in a chemistry lab. And I'm pretty sure that anybody does make it in a chemistry lab. And they sell it as vitamin C because the government allows vitamin C to be called ascorbic acid. But ascorbic acid is actually only one component. It makes up less than 5% of the vitamin C molecule. And so we have the ascorbogen bioflavonoid complexes. We have vitamin P, vitamin J, and vitamin K associated with a vitamin C complex. And then there's a copper-based enzyme called tyrosinase, which activates the whole complex and gives it functionality.
So the kind of vitamin C that you get from food then has got to be different than what you're getting from the pills you get in most pharmacies and health food stores.
Oh, completely different. It's a completely different animal because nature knows how to create what the body needs, and man tries to improve upon that by fractionating and chemicalizing and making incomplete fractionated substrates rather than the real stuff.
And when I was looking into this, I found that if you use fractionated ascorbic acid, it won't even cure scurvy. So because it's just really not the nutrient, is it?
Right. It's the antioxidant portion, and what it will do is it will help to acidify a system, which when somebody's coming down with a cold, to acidify the system will help to get rid of some of the pathogens. But at the end of the day, it's important to appreciate that if you're not taking real vitamin C, true vitamin C, natural vitamin C, if you're taking some sort of chemical isolate, something that's really, really cheap and has thousands of percent of the RDA, then what you're actually doing is you're depleting your body of the other components, and you're going to create the basis for problems.
How are you going to deplete yourself of the other parts of the vitamin?
Well, what's fascinating is in order for the physiology to complete its normal processes, it needs all the ingredients, needs all the parts. So if you're only getting a mega dose of one part, your body's going to lose the other components that it has in its storage sites.
Uh-huh.
And so you're going to deplete the stores, and you're going to create a deficiency over time, because if you're taking 5,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid, and that makes up, you know, roughly 5% of the vitamin C molecule, where are you going to get the other 95% at a rate of 5,000%?
I guess it either has to just go through your system as useless and just evacuate your system, or you're going to have to draw it from somewhere else.
Right. So you're going to pull it out of your storage sites, and that's going to deplete your body further, and that's going to create the basis for nutritional deficiency diseases, which is essentially what we're all suffering from.
So could you actually put together these individual components and then manufacture a true vitamin C?
I suppose you could put the known ones, but what about the unknown ones? I mean, man only understands what man's testing equipment has the ability to ascertain. And so if we don't understand all the unknown factors that nature produces, I'm pretty sure if we took everything that man knows about a carrot and put that in a chemistry lab and tried to come up with a carrot, we would have something that looks like a carrot.
Right.
But your body wouldn't use it the same way it uses a real carrot.
Yeah, synthetics never seem to be the same as what nature produces.
Nope.
So now, does vitamin activity actually that the biological and cellular changes that take place within the vitamin complex so it works properly in the body?
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, it's you know, when you have the proper components and they're in the ratios that they're supposed to be in, then they stimulate the physiology in a normal fashion. And when you change those ratios or you change the components or you leave components out, then the physiology doesn't work properly. It's like, you know, you put just hydrogen into the body without any oxygen, and then the body's going to have issues. You need both components, and you need them in a specific ratio. And if you have two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen, then you get a thing called water.
Right.
But if you have three parts hydrogen and two parts oxygen, then you know you don't get water.
Right, right. So exactly how does vitamin C work on the individual cells?
Well, essentially what vitamin C does is it helps to stimulate the immune cells, the macrophages that help to circulate around the body and help to eat up infection and help to get rid of garbage and get rid of waste. And, you know, the activating factor for that is vitamin C. And we need a lot of that in our diet, which is why God has made it so abundantly available in so many different food sources. And but because of what we're doing to our food, and we're genetically modifying our food, and we're, you know, not getting high quality ingredients associated with these foods, we're developing these deficiencies. It's important for people to understand that we need to eat real food, and the kinds of foods that we need to eat, like I said, is organic white potatoes that are not cooked, you know, your green peppers and your red peppers and your yellow peppers, and guava is important, and dark leafy green vegetables and kiwi fruit and things like broccoli and any of your different types of berries. And yes, we're all aware of the citrus fruits because of orange juice, but all citrus fruit, tomatoes, peas, papaya, these are all great sources of vitamin C that God makes abundantly available for all of us.
So interesting, because the famous scientist Linus Pauling used to say that if you ate enough vitamin C, you could fight off infections and colds and things like that. And I think what's happened is that people have taken that to going into the drugstore and just buying that off-the-shelf vitamin C. But as you're saying, that's not the same thing at all.
No, it's not. And unfortunately, Linus Pauling found out that he was incorrect with regards to his understanding. But, you know, being a prideful man, he didn't want to get away from that. And also, he was the poster child for helping to create chemical nutrients as opposed to real nutrients. And so you can see where that's gotten us today.
Yeah, it's not a happy picture, really. This is a great conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about vitamin C and its health impacts.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Your attention, please. Do you suffer with liver concerns such as arthritis, vision problems, headaches, elevated cholesterol, inflammatory conditions, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, allergies, sugar balancing concerns, or excessive weight? All are indications the liver is overwhelmed with toxins. Call 845-561-2225 and speak to Dr. Richard Huntoon about the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This healthy cleanse will change your life and eliminate your health concerns. Call 845-561-2225 and ask about the doctor-supervised detox program. Return your health to balance this spring. That's 561-2225. The doctor-supervised detoxification program, your solution to your liver concerns.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about vitamin C. And hopefully the listener out there will begin to appreciate the difference between whole food vitamin C versus synthetic crap vitamin C.
And since you mentioned whole foods, I mean, one of the major impacts on health is proper nutrition. The Surgeon General has said that about 2/3 of all the deaths in America are related to diet. That's the Surgeon General. And by that standard, that does point to the single biggest disease that we face is actually malnutrition.
Yeah, I've been sharing that with people for the past 25 years. And I guess the sad part is that most people don't believe it. And they think that, you know, if the food that they go to the store and they buy, if it's going to be sold, then it must be good for you and it must be complete and it must be perfect. And, you know, Coca-Cola is a good food and Burger King is good food. And all of these things are good food for you. And yet they are the main reason for obesity, because they're nutritionally deficient. They are empty foods. And when we eat empty foods, one of the things that the body does is it creates obesity. And so if you want to get thin, you got to eat real food. And if you eat real food, the weight will fall off of you without any other sort of intervention.
That's so interesting. You could actually eat your way to losing weight.
Yes. Imagine that.
Imagine that. So, I mean, the other thing is, a well-nourished body is also more able to resist disease than a malnourished body.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. It's if you feed the body the necessary ingredients and it gets the, you know, requisite amount of vitamin C, which, again, I said is a water-soluble and light-sensitive vitamin, we urinate out any excess vitamin C that we don't need. But if you're getting enough vitamin C that God has made abundantly available for all of us, then your doors are going to be very tight, and you know, your body's just going to be healthy.
And you know, you said that you know, we sort of rely on the regulations of the government and the FDA to protect our health from things that could be put into the food that we buy in the grocery stores and restaurants to protect us. But actually, there are a lot of laws about foods that aren't being followed anymore.
Absolutely, and I don't rely on the FDA to protect me.
Probably good advice.
I do my own research, and I gain my own understanding of what's necessary in order for me to be healthy. And a lot of what's advertised and what's told to us is not accurate. And so, having done the research and being a living proof of what it is that I help people to understand, I don't really concern myself with what the FDA is doing. Unless they're doing things that's going to create bigger problems for people, then I want to make people aware of that.
Yeah. Now, you know, when it comes to drugs and vitamins and dietary supplements, for the most part, health does not seem to be the most important factor in motivating people to make these things.
No, it has to do with profit, and it has to do with profits over people. And it's been profits over people for a long time. And when legislation focuses on making it about profits over people, then, these are the kind of problems that we have. And just take a look around and you'll see the problems that we have.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them. Now, is it true that ascorbic acid can be made from cornstarch and other volatile acids?
Yes, it can be made from those sorts of ingredients. And you know, that's the thing. Chemistry is interesting in the sense that you can create any chemical compound. And, you know, the Food and Drug Administration allows those chemical compounds to be considered close enough. It reminds me of a phrase my dad used when I was growing up as a kid. He'd be doing something. He's like, close enough for government work. And, you know, what does that mean? It means that it's not perfect, but it's close enough.
But it's close enough. Now, in the past, we've talked about fractionated oils creating free radicals. So if vitamin C is fractionated and broken apart, is that just a fake thing, or is it also setting you up for other problems?
Well, it's like I said in the first part of this show, it's incomplete. It's a portion of it. It's only a small portion of it, and it's not in the proper ratio. So in order for your body to have function, it's going to need all the other components. And when it gets all the other components, along with the high dosages of the ascorbic acid, then things will work properly. But when you have too much of one and not enough of the other, then the ratios are out of balance, and then nothing happens. If anything, problems happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the difference between vitamins and vitamin activity?
Well, vitamins are the ingredients associated that promote vitamin activity, and so all vitamins are components. There's cofactors, there's coenzymes, there's minerals, there's trace elements, there's other unknown parts that work with vitamins in order to create activity. Mm-hmm. So a vitamin is like the tire on a car, but it's not the car. It's a piece of the car that's necessary in order to make a car go.
And I guess really the function of it is to take you from here to there. It's not about the car.
Correct.
So can vitamins be separated from minerals? Because we often talk about minerals and vitamins.
Well, they can be separated, but you need to appreciate that all of your vitamins out there have some sort of mineral component to it that allows it to have function, like vitamin E. Mm-hmm. The activating factor of that is selenium, and selenium is a mineral. And without selenium, what's interesting is manufacturers will put vitamin E on the shelf that doesn't have any selenium in it because it's just a bunch of tocopherol or mixed tocopherols. And then they'll further down the shelf in the alphabetical world, they'll have selenium sold separately. And it's like, well, nature puts selenium and vitamin E together. In fact, vitamin E has no function without the selenium. So, you know, you need the mineral component.
Well, then you could buy both products, right?
Yeah, you make twice as much money and have no function whatsoever. So it's if you're taking something into your body that your body can't use.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point?
But yeah, now, another question I have for you is, what does it mean to be vitamin enriched?
Well, it means that they've stripped everything out of it that should be there. And in an effort to make it have some sort of nutritional ability at all, they enrich it. They add synthetic vitamins to it. So all flour has been enriched with B vitamins.
Because so they strip it out first?
The manufacturing process of taking a whole wheat grain, mm-hmm. having all the components to it, the wheat germ, the bran, and the starch itself, in the process of making it a purified flour, they strip all the nutrition out of it. You're left with nothing but essentially a incomplete starch. And so if you give people that, it creates deficiencies within them because then they have to use their own B vitamins. So man comes along and puts synthetic B vitamins in it to, quote, enrich it. So that's what the vitamin enriched means. They're adding artificial vitamins to it.
You know, that's interesting because a couple of years back, I was visiting one of our historic sites here in New York, and one of the old farms, and in there they had an old stone wheel that they used to grind the flour, and they would grind the flour, and you'd watch them to put the whole wheat in there, and they'd sell the flour. You could buy a small bag of it, and I took that flour home and used it in cooking, and it was just the most delicious flour I've ever had. I've never had flour from a store that tasted like that.
Right, and so fresh flour you're going to have to eat within 5 or 6 days of the whole milling process, and that's what happened. They got rid of all the millers in town, all the grain millers, because they wanted it to have a shelf life, and they didn't want, you know, they wanted people to buy their products, so they would deplete it of all of its vital nutrients, because if they left the vital nutrients in it, then it would go rancid, and then it wouldn't taste so good. So yeah, they got rid of all the vital nutrients, and you're just left with incomplete, no-nutrition starch.
And that food that spoils is actually the food that's the best for you.
It's right. Just
before it spoils, obviously.
Exactly.
This is a very interesting conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network. When we get back, a few more questions to close out this show about vitamin C.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Your attention, please. Do you suffer with liver concerns such as arthritis, vision problems, headaches, elevated cholesterol, inflammatory conditions, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, allergies, sugar balancing concerns, or excessive weight? All are indications the liver is overwhelmed with toxins. Call 845-561-2225 and speak to Dr. Richard Huntoon about the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This healthy cleanse will change your life and eliminate your health concerns. Call 845-561-2225 and ask about the doctor-supervised detox program. Return your health to balance this spring. That's 561-2225. The doctor-supervised detoxification program, your solution to your liver concerns.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, and today we're talking about whole food vitamin C versus completely refined and processed, or what I call crap vitamin C.
Yeah, or maybe synthetic vitamins. Do synthetic vitamins actually trigger immune system responses?
Well, they do. They're just negative immune system responses as opposed to positive ones. Hey, if you have real vitamin C, it triggers the immune system to actually work the way that it's supposed to, and it combats inflammation. If you have crap vitamin C or synthetic vitamin C, that's going to trigger a negative immune response, which is going to promote inflammation.
And inflammation seems to be the cause of so many of the illnesses that we're dealing with today, right?
Well, inflammation is a byproduct of nutritional deficiency. If you give the body what it needs, then you don't get any inflammation. If you give the body what it doesn't need, or if it doesn't get what it needs, then you're going to get inflammation as a first response to not getting what it needs. It's like, what's the first thing that happens to a 3-year-old that doesn't get what it needs?
It starts to get upset.
It has a temper tantrum. It gets inflamed.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't have sufficient vitamin C, what kind of conditions or symptoms might you see?
Anything related to, we talked earlier about the thing called scurvy, and so you're going to get, receding gums, your teeth are going to fall out, you're going to get connective tissue problems, you're going to get muscles skeletal problems, you're certainly going to get immune problems, and so you're going to get in more infections. And so, you know, vitamin C is so necessary for maintaining tissue integrity. So anytime you're deficient in vitamin C, the integrity of your tissues are going to have problems.
Mm-hmm. So now you deal with a whole food vitamin C and other kinds of supplements. So what's the difference between those types of nutritional supplements and the ones that you typically find in the marketplace?
Well, the stuff you find in the marketplace is going to have mega dosages of ascorbic acid, and you're going to get 2, 3, 4, 5,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid. And as we talked about earlier in the show, ascorbic acid is a very small percentage functionally of the whole vitamin C complex. And mm-hmm. so when you're having mega dosages of things, what you're going to do is you're going to deplete your body of the other components if your body actually has them. If your body doesn't have them, then it's going to create huge levels of imbalance that's going to cause problems.
Would you take a mega dose of the whole food vitamin C?
No. The nice thing is that your body only needs, it's only going to use what it needs. And so the nice thing about vitamin C is because it's water soluble, whatever your body doesn't use, it will excrete through your urine. And so, you know, the vitamin C that I ask people to take in my office, they're very, you know, they're aspirin size, and they don't need to take so much of it because there's only so much that your body can use.
Mm-hmm. So taking the right amount, I mean, how would somebody know what the right amount is?
Realistically, the right amount is what's going to promote your health. And if you're not healthy, then you're certainly not taking the right amount. And so you need some sort of consultant, you need some sort of expert, some sort of practitioner that will help you to ascertain what is the correct dosage. You know, just utilizing what the dosage says on the container isn't necessarily what is right for you. And so working with somebody like myself or a similar practitioner who has the ability to help you determine what is your specific dose and your specific needs for you to be healthy, that becomes vitally important.
And does that need vary from time to time?
Oh, absolutely. So, if you're under stress, you're going to need more. If you're not under stress, you'll need less. If you're eating quality foods, you'll need less. If you're eating crap food, then you're going to need more. And it's you know, things change the way the seasons change and the way that the wind blows. So
if you're eating enough real food, would you get enough vitamin C just by doing that, or would you still need a supplement?
Well, you would hope so. It just depends on what is the state of your digestive system. If your body's not breaking food down so that you can absorb and assimilate what you're eating, then eating high quality ingredients with crappy filters doesn't help you absorb any of that food. And there's lots of people who eat good food, but they are still suffering from malnutrition because their ability to absorb and assimilate is off. Why? Because they have dysbiosis and alterations in their microbiome due to the overutilization of antibiotics.
And one of the things that we talk about quite frequently on this show is the use of probiotics to offset that dysbiosis.
Right, so that you can break down your food so that you can absorb what it is that you're eating, assuming that you're eating high quality food.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, you know, once again, this is a great conversation. Just talking about vitamin C, which is obviously just one of the many vitamins that your body needs in order to be healthy. And of course, people have situations with their own particular health. And as you said, there's not a one size fits all kind of approach to health. And certainly that's not the way you approach health. You deal with each person as an individual and their individual situation. So if somebody has a question that they would like to ask, that they would like to find out some more information about and get your perspective on, what would be the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach me would be via email. That's docrick@spineboy.com or docrick at spineboy.com. My pleasure to answer your emails and give you resources and advice and send you things and whatever it takes in order to give you the understanding that you need. Or you can call me and we can have a conversation. My phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. And, you know, I have people literally from all over the world that call me or email me. And, you know, whether they're living in South America or Europe or you know, areas in Canada or other aspects of the United States, it's my pleasure to help you to better understanding and to give you the understanding that you need, because that's my purpose.
Well, that's a great purpose, and I appreciate that you do it, and I appreciate that you do this show. And once again, this information is available to anybody who listens, and it doesn't cost you anything to take the time to get the information that we're trying to help people get by imparting it through this show. So thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. So that's it for this week's show. I'd ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.